Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Challah Daf Mem Tes and the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Aloch Hey. This is the last and final Daf of Meseches Challah. So the Gemara in the beginning of Amud Aleph, quoting the Mishnah of Hu Elo Es Bonov, that Yosef HaKoyen brought his children and his wife to do Pesach Koton, to do Pesach Sheni, and they told him to go back. Why? Sheloi Kova Dove Choyvo, should not be a Choyvo that you have to bring a wife to do Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara now is going to explain what does this, the Rabbanon that told him to go back, what do they hold? Says the Gemara, V'atzika and Omar, Pischon shel noshim rishus. He holds that Pesach is rishus. Explains the Rechaim at this stage of the Gemara, the Gemara understands. This man Omar holds the regular Pesach by a woman is rishus. I mean Pesach rishon. The normal Pesach that comes in Nisan is rishus by a woman. Only if she wants to. So Pesach sheni, she doesn't have any shaykhis to. She's not allowed to do Pesach sheni. And now the Gemara is going to bring the different opinions about it. Tanya Isha, Isha Pesach Rishon Ha'atzmo. Woman could do Pesach Rishon on her own, meaning she has an obligation to do it, so she could do it on her own. Fa'asheni Tfeilu La'achrein Divrei Rabbi Meir. The second Pesach, she can't do it on her own, she has no obligation to do Pesach Sheni. But she can join others to do Pesach Sheni if she wants to. Her own Pesach Sheni she won't do it because she has no obligation, but she has reshus to join the one who's doing it, that's Shita Rabbi Meir. A woman can do a Pesach Sheni on her own. She has an obligation to do Pesach Sheni if she missed out on Pesach Rishon, even on Shabbos. Of course, she has an obligation to do Pesach Rishon. The first Pesach, she has no obligation, but she has a Rishus if she wants to join others. She's not allowed to do Pesach Sheni even if she wants to. Says, well, my time there, man, what's the reason of her mayor? Ish sell a vase of voice, imrotsu sell a vase. Every person has to do Pesach leves office. And if they want to, they could do sell a vase. Meaning, ish sell a vase office refers to the males. And sell a vase refers to the woman. Now, the says, explains of Chaim, so who said we're talking about Pesach Sheni? So he explains, Remeir holds this pasuk speaks about Pesach Sheni because Pesach Rishon, we have another pasuk. B'michtzas nefashas, that's the source, the Pesach Rishon, everybody's obligated. So this akor is speaking about Pesach Sheni. My time with the Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Ish seh leveis ovois, kol sheken labais. Ish seh leveis ovois refers to the woman. So I know the woman can do Pesach Sheni. Why does it say, it's seh leveis? Kol sheken, I know it. To tell you that it's even, it becomes obligation. I mean, it's not only that they could do it, but they have obligation to do even Pesach Sheni. My time of the Shimon Elozer, what does Shimon Elozer hold? He learns to talk about Ish v'lo Isho. This pasuk refers to Pesach Sheni. It says Ish v'lo Isho. Aye, what about Pesach Rishon? So there, as Reb Chaim points out, it says Michas Nefashos to tell you that even though it says there Ish as well, she has a Rishus to do it if she wants to. Ma mekaimin Rabbonon Ish. What Rabbonon will do with the word Ish? I mean, the other man don't what they'll say. Pratika to come to exclude a child that he doesn't have obligation to do Pesach Sheni. So Reb Chaim brings the Tosis in the Bavli that asks, why you need a pasuk for a katan? A katan is not chayav mitzvahs. We're talking about a katan that became an adult between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He is became bar mitzvah before Pesach Sheni. So the question is he obligated to do Pesach Sheni? If a special pasuk to tell you that he doesn't do Pesach Sheni if he wasn't obligated to do Pesach Rishon, if he was a katan doing Pesach Rishon. So anyway, the Gemara is saying over here, our Mishnah, L'chur goes like a Shimon Elazar, that a woman is not allowed to do Pesach Sheni. That's a Yosef HaKoyen who came with his wife to do Pesach Sheni. They send him back because you're not allowed to do Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, even according to Mandoma, the holds that Pesach Rishon is Choyvo by a woman, and you made Pesach Sheni is at least a Rishos. Even if you hold that way, we understand our Mishnah. Why is that so? Shani Yish Adover Misuyom Shemi Kover Adover Choyvo. This Yosef HaKoyen was a famous person. Yosef HaKoyen was Choshev and Mefursa, everybody knew him. If he starts bringing his wife to do Pesach Sheni, people will think that Pesach Sheni is an obligation. That's what they told him to go back. She could do Pesach Sheni if she wants to. But Yosef HaKoyen is making such a big pirsum, such a big advertisement about this, everybody's going to know that, they're going to think it's a Choyvo, and therefore it could be that our Mishnah goes like the Shitas Ramei of the Pesach Sheni is Rishos. Shema Yikova Hadover Choyva. Maybe people are going to start thinking it's Choyva. That's why we don't allow him to come. And the Gemara brings other examples to this. Lekin Savinu Meir. Didn't we say the same thing regarding Shtei Alechem? The what? I mean, regarding bringing Bikurim before Shtei Alechem. It says Koyinu Shtei Alechem Lo Yavi Vimivi Kosher. We learned that you're right. You're not allowed to bring Bikurim before Shtei Alechem. But if you brought it, it's kosher. And in our Mishnah, it says that the people that brought Bikurim before Shtei Alechem, they told them to go back. Why don't they go back? But the evidence kosher. Again, talk about famous people that came, and if he could tell them to bring Bikurim before Pesach, before Atzeres, before Shavuos, people will think that's the right time to bring it. So even though B'dieved you could bring Bikurim before Shtei Alechem, but here we didn't accept it, so people should not think that's the right way to do it. Continues the Gemara and Avmentesa Mudbeis with another example. Didn't we learn in boat Mimi Mikarvu? That if you bring Bechoris from Chutzlar to the Eretz Yisrael, they did come and they have no blemish, you do bring them to Mizbeach. And again, in our Mishnah it says when they brought Bechoris from Chutzlar, they didn't accept it. So Shaneisha Dover Mesuyim, again, something which is famous, people realize what's going on. Shemei Kova Dover Chayva, maybe people will come and say, that's the thing you need to do. That's the right way to bring Bechoris from Chutzlar. So this entire Mishnah, there were things that Rabbanan said, don't do, not because you're not allowed to do it, but because if you do it, people are going to learn and going to think this is the right way to do it. Because the Gemara says, "Aristo nevi bikurim me'apamio v'kibol imenu." So we learned that he brought bikurim from Syria, and then they accepted it from him. So the Gemara tama taninon ein mevin truma mechutz la'atzot. You're not bringing truma from chutz la'atzot Yisrael. And it says over there, the Rebbe said, "I heard you do bring truma from Syria to Eretz Yisrael." Mashatelekama holds from Syria, you don't bring truma. So why in our Mishnah we say bring Bikurim? What's the difference between Bikurim to Truma according to Tanakamo? The Bikurim in our Mishnah says you bring and Truma not. And that's what the Gemara is asking. If you have Bikurim, why could you bring Bikurim to Syria? Omar Vishayo, Bikurim b'achrayus abaylim. Truma ain't b'achrayus abaylim. Bikurim is a responsibility of the owner to bring it to Beis HaMikdash. So if you tell me you have to bring Bikurim from Syria to Eretz Yisrael, who's going to bring it? The owner. There's no chashash that the Kohen will go to Chutzlars to go get it. But Truma, there's no obligation to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. So if you tell me that there is Truma could come from Chutzlars to Eretz Yisrael, well, Choshesh, maybe Kohanim will start traveling to Syria to pick up the Truma. So they're going to leave from Eretz Yisrael to a place which has a Tumo. That we don't want it to be. So that's why he said, don't bring Truma from Chutzlars to Yisrael. If you say so, so the Kohanim will run after it, Lasham, to go to Chutzlars to go get it. And therefore we said, we don't bring Truma from Chutzlars to Eretz Yisrael, but Bikurim you could bring from Chutzlars to Eretz Yisrael. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Dafim Tes. And this is the end of Meseches Chalo. Hadroloch Shtei Noshe V'Sikla Meseches Chalo Be'ezer Hashem. And we shall all be Zoiche to continue and be Messiah many more Mesechtas of Yerushalmi and Be'ezer Hashem the entire Shas Yerushalmi.